Alright, we're back for another fun-filled week of News for Gamers Podcast Radio, and we're going to manage to get through the intro here without any belching going on.
We made it.
Yes!
Indeed. Wow, who's loud?
That's probably me.
Okay.
No, maybe
was
it's
that
not me? I'm talking right now, and it's
Jason.
You are loud.
I'm
but that's
loud.
Okay, so
you can blow these people's eardrums out.
Well, he did that last week.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah.
All right, but we're going to get into this. I am your host, Ken McCowan. I am here this week, Zero Tolerance. Also in the studio, we have Gambus Khan.
Welcome, everybody.
Who might have a rant for you later.
Yeah.
Jason Gambrell, he might have a rant. He's a little slap happy. He hasn't been to bed yet.
Yeah. I haven't been to bed in like almost 24 hours, so yeah, I'm a little bit slap happy, so if I say a bunch of stupid stuff, just disregard.
Or
so,
listen.
So what's the excuse for the other times you say stupid stuff?
Oh, sick bird.
Somebody was going to make the joke. I was waiting for somebody to say, and that's different how?
But I kid because I love.
And as you can also hear, we have the Wamba Trip, Ryan Wombold in the house.
What's up, folks?
And also, you're not going to be so much a special guest anymore if you keep showing up on the show.
Well, I'm the once-a-month kind of guy.
I'm like
a really bad menstruation period. I keep coming back, and I keep tainting the airwaves.
And you keep pissing off the Wii fanboys. What's wrong with you? But we also have from www.gamingage.com, Brian the Boogeyman Peterson.
Isn't it gamingage.com?
I'm sorry. If they can do some Googling... Just Google it. Why does he have the dash in there anyway?
I don't know, but Paul Bryant made his illustrious appearance the other day saying that NHL 2K was the best hockey game out there. So now I got to punch Paul Bryant in the face.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Have fun with that. Be swinging in midair.
Exactly. I saw that. I'm kind of like,
ow.
But it got a good
break
review.
The fourth wall.
Don't talk about it. It's fake. Well, we'll move on. We're going to move into the, well, obviously, what's fondling your console, and since you're going to probably fall asleep, I'm going to start with you first.
You're going to start with me?
I'm going to start with you first. What's been fondling you this week?
Well, basically, I've been giving my 360 some loving this week. Yeah, that is...
Don't give it too much loving
in
the red ring.
Don't give it too much.
You ain't kidding.
But I've been catching up on some demos. I played the new Ace Combat demo.
I'm sorry.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty sweet.
A lot of people like it.
I guess if you like those flying games, I hate them.
And get this. Get this.
I got it.
I played the Sega Rally game, and then right after I played Sega Rally, I played for the first time Dirt.
Damn. You're a little late to the party.
Yeah.
You are a little late to the party.
Yeah, I am a little bit late, but...
So let me ask you,
especially on 360.
Which one did you like more?
To tell you the truth... I like
say it.
I
want to say it.
I almost liked both of them at the same
time.
Nah, that's the answer.
That's
a cop out. It's a cop out. Come on. Which one do you like better?
Say it.
Well, you could tell that Dirt had the better production value.
Does that mean you like Dirt better?
Is that the answer?
But Sega Rally had more of an... Reminded me of the old arcade game.
Yeah, he's just going to dodge this question.
Yeah,
it kind of brought back
the old
nostalgia.
In other words, he's saying that Sega Rally is better than Dirt, and I have to agree.
And I have to disagree because Sega Rally is poop.
You're poop.
No, I didn't like the demo. I really just didn't. I'm kind of
all right,
like,
guys, watch it with the language, all right?
Watch it with the poop language.
You
jeez.
You don't want to say poop anymore.
Poopy.
Poop come out of your mouth. Poop coming out.
But, besides the demos, I've also played a little bit of Guild Wars on PC. Good. And, yeah, woot woot.
I'm snoring over here.
And I put a couple more hours in on Bioshock.
Bioshock.
Yes.
You going to finish it before Halo 3 comes out like you said you were?
Probably not.
Lies confirmed!
Ah! I told a fib! I must go to the corner.
I got a dunce cap for you, too.
Oh, man. I get to wear the dunce cap. Jeez.
Has anything else been fondling your console?
Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Pretty sweet.
Woo-woo.
Yeah. Woo-woo.
Welcome to 1989.
I was about to say, what's fondling your console 1989 edition?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, though? The sad thing is it's better than any other Sonic games come out in a long
it's
time.
True.
Yes.
Except for Sonic CD.
Sonic CD was, right. was
Sonic
awesome.
Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast wasn't bad.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
But everything after Adventure on Dreamcast
was asshole in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that pretty much wrap it up for you?
Yes.
Wrap it up, B.
What?
So I'll move on to the Wumba Trip. What have you been playing?
To be completely honest, one game has stolen my soul this week.
Your soul?
And it's not Two Worlds because you gave that back.
I did give Two Worlds back. The only thing that I've really played all week is MLB 07 The Show on the PSP.
Woo!
It's,
Woot woot!
It's coming up on October. It's turning into playoff season for baseball. So
even though neither one of our teams are in it.
Right. Yeah. But one of my teams might end up in it. We'll see.
I always like the playoff baseball season because that means my football players are kicking you guys out.
Yeah, see, to me, this is the most depressing time of the year because baseball is almost over and I don't care about football. So there's nothing to watch until college basketball starts. I hate pro
It's basketball. February for me. February is my depressing time. Yeah. Super Bowl's rolling around. I'm like, no, damn it.
But at least in February, you got March Madness to look forward to. And you don't
I
like college
hate
basketball.
College I hate any kind of basketball. The squeaking drives me up a wall.
Hockey's still on?
Yeah, hockey's on.
Lots of
hockey's
squeaking.
On TV. Win.
So, yeah, I've been playing a ton of MLB O-Show. O-7 show.
Is that the Irish version of it? MLB O-Show?
MLB O-Show. But no, it's awesome on PSP. It's just like the PS2 version, pretty much. So, I've been playing a lot of that. But my plan for today, when I get my game on, is to prep myself for the Halo 3 launch by beating Halo 2 over again.
Are you just going to play through 2? You're not going to try to go through both of them?
No.
I don't know that you could get through both of them.
No, I don't have that much time.
Of course, there's people sitting out there that don't have anything else to do. Right. That's only like 20 hours, you puss.
Right,
you can do
exactly.
It.
My hope is to get through Halo 2. It's not very long, so hopefully I can make it through. Maybe I'll play it on blasphemous lower difficulty just so I can get through it again. And,
well, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, we're recording this on Sunday, we're going to be heading up to EB Games for launch. We'll try to take some pictures.
Yes, we will.
And get some pictures of that. That would be cool.
I don't get off work at my real job until 8, so.
Well, I figured we'd leave between 8 and 8:30, so cool. Everybody just meet up here, and then we'll just head on up there.
Sound like a plan.
And I get the sucky end of the deal because I actually have to go to my job at midnight when it opens.
That's what you get for being a stripper.
Yeah.
Woot, woot.
I got a suckier part because I got to sell the motherfucker to 680 crazy Halo fans.
And there will three of them will be, two of them in this room right now will be there out of the 600.
Yes.
I'll be sure to visit the line on my way to work.
It'll be a sight to see.
Is the long-forgotten Killer Wolverine going to the Halo 3 launch?
He said he was.
Well, we'll see.
We will see.
But he also said he'd be here today.
Yeah, he said he was going to be here today, too. So
incognito.
To all of you forum folks who miss Killer Wolverine, both of you, send us an email so we can show him that he's missed by both of you.
I'm sure they'll get right on that.
I'm sure they will.
But does that pretty much wrap up your fondling?
Yeah.
We went completely off topic.
Yeah, we did. It was bad. We started talking about personal business. No, that's it, pretty much.
So I'll move on to the pseudo-special guest.
When the hell do I start?
My
plate is so freaking full right now, it's not even funny.
Your plate.
Well, let's see. NHL 08, Skate, Stranglehold. What was my
plan? Like a Christmas list.
Dirt for the PS3.
So wait, on air, what is your opinion of Dirt on the PS3?
It actually is a little bit better than the 360 version.
I wouldn't doubt that.
But there's no six-axis control at all.
That doesn't bother me as much as the no rumble. Because for a rally game, I really want to feel like when you hit the grooves in the road and stuff, I think that's
like I said, man, all you got to do is wait to play Dirt until spring of 2008.
But no, that's not true, because the game has to have it built in.
They said they might be able to patch some of the older games with backwards compatibility.
Do you really think they're going to patch Dirt?
Hey, they might.
I don't think they're going to patch Dirt.
You ain't know.
How many copies of Dirt you think is going to sell on the PS3?
At least 6.
14.
And the 360 version has achievements.
Yes, it does.
So go on.
Anyway, sorry, we just hijacked your...
Play Medal of Honor, Heavenly Sword. I, too, played the Sega Rally demo, which I absolutely loved, but I loved it in Vegas. And that's the thing, is my plate is full, and I don't have a whole lot of time to play anything right now, and I didn't because I just got back from Vegas at our conference, which I got to play a lot more stuff that nobody's going to see for months now, which was a beautiful thing.
Well, why don't you talk about a couple big ones there? Why don't you talk about Rock Band? Because we know you played Rock Band.
I did play Rock Band. I played Phil Collins in Rock Band because I was a drummer and singer. And it's freaking awesome. And you can, for all the people who are wondering, who hate SingStar because you can't turn down the main vocals, you can turn down the main vocals and just hear yourself sing.
So it's basically Karaoke Revolution because Harmonix made that.
Exactly, yep. It just plays so well. The drum kit is amazing. And I beat the shit out of it, too. And it's,
you know what's really funny is I heard that one of the big main sites got the drum kits that you guys were playing on in the conference, and as soon as they got it, it broke.
Nice.
So you guys beat the shit out of it. It gets to them and it breaks.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Yeah,
but
that's funny.
Games of the show, top three. Mass Effect, numero uno. Without a doubt. If you haven't reserved Mass Effect, get your ass out there and do it. It's going to be the game of the year. Over BioShock.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
Wow, that
BioShock.
Is bold.
Man. BioShock until November is game of the year. And
well, we know that he's going to say over Halo 3 because he hates it.
Both. Halo is not going to get any game of the year awards ever from any website. Maybe online multiplayer game of the year.
I don't know.
Originality.
I don't know. That single player. See. That single player.
Originality. Are you kidding me? You know how much stuff they added into Halo 3 that's never been in.
I'm not gonna go. I'm not straying off topic on this one just yet. Hang on a second. We'll get to my Halo rant later on. Anyway, number two, all you PS3 fanboys out there, get your pre-orders on LittleBigPlanet or buy it online. Either way,
is that actually coming out this year?
No,
I didn't think so.
But it was awesome. And of course, for all the PS3 fanboys, that's right, two PS3 games in the top three. Haze is the fucking bomb.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Haze is a Halo killer.
Oh, here
and
we go.
I just said I got the forum just typing away right
Internet's,
now.
Internet's cool.
You know what? But you know what? Fucking Quake's a Halo killer. So there you go.
Oh, see.
He probably thought Tribes was a Halo killer when it came out on PlayStation
Halo.
2.
But, of course, I'm one of the 0.0001 people in the world who don't like Halo. So...
Well, I'm excited about Haze. I don't think it's going to be better than Halo.
This podcast definitely won't be 360 fanboy this week.
No,
it still will be.
I also played the Ratchet demo, which is actually pretty nice, except for all the screen tearing. But otherwise, it's actually pretty decent.
The cell processor can't handle screen tearing?
Guess not. Although it did on Dirt, which 360 had screen tearing, so I don't know.
Stop making fun of the cell processor, fanboy.
Yeah, the cell processor is the best thing ever made.
This ought to be the greatest episode ever for fanboy
comments. What about the emotion chip? I guess they use that for the Heavenly Sword cutscene.
The emotion chip
was too busy sitting in the corner crying and cutting itself.
Oh, that emotion chip is so emo.
Yeah, alrighty then.
Alright.
That wrap it up?
Yes.
Alright, well, I'll move on to me. Mine's not quite as exciting.
This podcast is going dangerously off the rails.
It's about to get worse.
Oh, man.
I played Viva Pinata Party Animals this week.
Fuck you.
Why?
Traitor.
Because I like Viva Pinata.
Yeah, but
I'm one of the minority.
It's Mario Party with Viva
I know, and I wanted to play it just to see how bad it was, I didn't even finish the demo. It was so bad.
Worse than Fusion Frenzy 2?
I would rather play Fusion Frenzy 2 100 times than have to play one mini game
in
Viva Pinata.
In your feet.
Oh wow. My god, jeez. This game is so bad.
Yeah. It's ugly.
And for everybody out there going, haha, Rare sucks, it's not a Rare game.
It's not Rare.
No.
No, Viva Pinata was a very well made game. Whether or not you like it, it was a very well done game. This is not a very well done game.
I told you, I'm not playing Viva Pinata until Fulgore can come in and just rip the shit out of some pinatas.
But what's funny about Viva Pinata being a cash cow is Viva Pinata didn't really sell.
No, it didn't.
It didn't, but the TV show is a hit.
The TV show is a hit.
Is
so,
it really?
Yeah. We'll have to see.
But you know, what's Saturday morning television
yeah,
night?
It's true.
Do not buy this game. Do not. It's terrible.
If we see you playing it on your gamer card, we're coming to your house and we're going to beat the crap out of you.
Yes.
With a club, like a
baby
seal.
You'll get pooed.
You will not even get... I will not even buy this game for achievement points. It's that bad.
Wow.
It's really bad.
Yeah. That must be really bad then.
You played Shrek.
No, I didn't. No, I really didn't
play Shrek.
No, it's not. You can check my gamer card. I can prove it. I didn't play that shit. I did play Meet the Robinsons. So. Oh my god.
Didn't you play Open Season too?
Yes. I beat Open Season.
God.
Right. I won't play Viva Pinata. All right.
Also, your achievement points.
Also played Ratchet and Clank 2. I just don't care. I don't like the series, I guess, because I played through the demo and I'm just kind of like, wow, it just feels like Ratchet.
It's a platformer.
I wouldn't even call it a platformer. I call it more of like an action game.
Yeah.
Because the only platforming you did was scripted, because you'd hit the jumps and it would just do it for you. The only platforming element was the train cars, where you're jumping back and forth, and there was really no skill to that. So I'm kind of worried that it's more of an action game. But all the Ratchets really have been. I don't know. I'm just not a Ratchet fan. Pretty. It is pretty. I give it that. And I played NHL 2K8, not 08, in case you're confused. I played the 2K one. I like it. It's fun.
No,
I'm not a big fan of hockey, but, you know, I do like the game. I think it's fun. Medal of Honor Airborne, which I don't hate.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. It's not bad. It's really not. The aiming takes a long time to get used to because it's so fickle, and the hit detection kind of sucks, but...
Presentation's kick-ass.
Presentation is really good, and the jumping out of the plane is pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, coming back to it, I played that demo as well.
I actually played through the game, the whole game, and I really like it. I mean, it's a good game. And I finished Heavenly Sword for my review. Yeah.
And traded it in.
Yeah, quick. That 5-hour sprint.
I was about to say, you mean you didn't finish it the first day?
Oh, well, you know, I only played it for an hour.
Oh.
I was about halfway through. And the last boss fight is the most annoying thing on the planet.
Really?
Ending's pretty good, though. No? I did like the ending. I won't spoil anything, but I did like the ending.
It looked like a lot of fun, but man... 6 hours.
And what's sad is I think the best part of the game was not Noriko's levels. It was the crazy Bjork-looking chick's levels where you steer the arrow.
Yeah.
That was fun. Noriko's levels kind of got monotonous towards the end. You're like, right. But that pretty well, I played Sega Rally too, but we already talked about that twice. And I like dirt better. Yeah.
That's fine. You like dirt all you want.
Yeah. I love dirt. I guess Sega Rally just... I don't know. It's very arcadey.
But, and that's the thing is that you know me. I prefer arcadier games than sim stuff anyway.
Yeah.
And that's hard for me to say because for the last, 6 years, I've loved the Colin McRae stuff. But Dirt just didn't catch me like the other stuff did.
See, I love Dirt.
I don't know why I
love it so much.
I think the reason I probably didn't like it is because there was 4 different race types. They didn't really focus on one style. And for a lot of people, that's great because it breaks the monotony between levels and stuff like that. But if I'm going to play a rally game, I just want to play a rally game. I don't want to play an off-road game and a street racing game. I want to be freaking rallying.
See,
what kind of threw me off was the fact that they tried to mix too many genres into one, so you never got comfortable because you always had to sit there and alternate between... different races.
I always got excited when a core event came up, though, because it reminded me of Rallycross.
Yeah.
I love the core events.
Where is my rally sport, Microsoft? Cocksuckers.
Well, Daiso's owned by EA now.
Ooh. I'll have to bug them about it, then.
So they'll multi-platform it. All right, that pretty much wraps up the fondling. So we're going to go into news. So, you got one? You got
sure,
one for
not.
Us this week?
Sure, why not?
And now... News for Gamers Internet-style radio program proudly brings to you News Quickies. Brought to you by Williams Brothers Early Seal Warning Detection System. Because without it, those fuckers will kill your family. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
That's so not me laughing, just so you know.
Oh my god. That was hilarious.
Alrighty then. You go to the news, and there's not a whole lot, but there is some pretty big stuff. As we hinted at earlier, DualShock 3 is coming.
Wow.
Apparently that's really funny.
DualShock 3.
DualShock 3 is coming. Sony announced at the Tokyo Game Show that there will be a Rumble-fied controller due out sometime next year, I guess.
Spring of 2008.
And it will, the games will have to support it. You will be able to go back and patch some of the old ones, but,
which would take about a gig per game.
I don't well,
what is it with Sony being like a girl with a poor menstruation cycle? Why are you always late to everything?
That's a second
joke about that
joke
today.
Wow. I don't know, but you remember when they first brought it out, they're like, oh, Rumble is last gen. Rumble is last gen. And then it came out that they were working on the TouchSense Rumble, where it was force feedback rather than just Rumble.
Hey, according to Nintendo, graphics are last gen.
Well, that's true.
according to Microsoft, warranties are last gen.
Yeah, that's true.
I gotta nail everybody on
Microsoft. Functioning consoles are last gen.
But now they come out with a
Rumble controller in 2008 that's exactly the same as the DualShock 2 Rumble.
Actually, I've heard it's very different. I've heard that the rumble in it is actually like almost like surround sound, if that makes any sense.
I read the other day that it was going to be just like the DualShock 2 Rumble. Because that's what they were working on, was the TouchSense Rumble, where it would kind of, it would only rumble on one side if you hit that side, or it would only rumble on the other side.
Well, that's what one of the EGM editors came out of the Metal Gear Solid demo, and it had rumble, and they said it was like that. Like, when an explosion happened behind you, it felt distant.
Huh.
But if it hit you on the right side, it kind of rumbled on the right. And it didn't feel like a motor spinning, and it actually felt like...
But here's the question. Have they put a price point on this mother yet?
I don't know, but it's going to be at least $50. Because the regular six-axis is $50.
$50, and I'm saying if they're going to charge more for a controller, you know, I got two fingers for Sony on that one, man. Because
and their thumbs, right?
What they should do if Sony was smart, because they're already losing audiences left and right on this stuff, and to release new controllers just to get controllers out there because they couldn't pay the people to do the Rumble feature in the first place and finally lost their court suit. So,
right.
Anyway, what they should do is lower the price of the non Rumbling 6-axis controller to $39. At least make the, and if they're going to release it at $50.
It does piss me off because I have to buy a new controller to get a feature that should have been in it from the beginning.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hate that. I really hate that.
It's silly, but you know, I see people online saying, well, Sony should buy, should provide Rumble controllers to everyone who bought a PlayStation 3.
That's a little ridiculous.
Not going to happen.
That's a little ridiculous.
It's just not going to happen.
It's not like Microsoft where they're giving up $30 million to make up for a mistake that should have been corrected from the beginning.
Yeah.
It only took them almost 2 years to fix the Red Ring of Death.
Right.
Yep. That's acceptable, right?
Yeah.
It took them 2 years to fix the fact that the console doesn't work. It took Sony 2 years to
Rumble
on the controller.
I have a launch
Everybody's
system
got
that
their
works
faults.
Like a charm.
Hey, you are one of the very few, and you know that.
I've had one system ring on me.
I've had one.
What's funny is like, because obviously where I work, I see all kinds of Red Ring of Death systems coming through. And I sound like that customer that you never believed from the original Sony launch of the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
You're like, I had an original PlayStation 2 and it never had a problem.
Yeah.
And you're like, right. You never played it, you know. And that's the thing. Everybody knows I played the shit off. Lucky ones, and I hug it and kiss it every night. So,
I started hugging mine recently. I'm just like, you still work. I love you. Because I've known so many people to have this Red Ring of Death.
Oh yeah, but you know what?
When I
see things online though that say like, I've been through 9 Xbox 360s. I'm like, what the hell are you doing with it?
They're shitting in them.
I guess. Right. Blowing cigarette smoke directly into the fan.
All right, moving on. We got off the DualShock topic. Another delay for Sony. Home was delayed until spring of 2008.
You know what? Here's my thing about Home being delayed.
So?
No. I mean, how in the hell... People are like, well, I'm glad that they delayed it because it gave them a chance to make sure it's working okay. You know what? It's not a game. It's just a Second Life clone, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Fucking patch it.
Right.
Release it.
Release it in its weird state. And then
right.
Exactly.
Release it. If you find problems, if people don't like it, patch it. They're like, well, we're going to have an open beta. Then why don't you just release it? It's free anyway.
Well, it's not like
people are paying for it.
Here's my problem with that, and I think I ranted about this last week about Sony. Really? Spread out your fucking updates. Because it seems like every time I turn on that damn system to play it, I got to update it.
Right.
Every time. Like, Home, I booted it up one night, updated it. By the time it was done, I didn't want to play anymore, so I turned it off. I come back the next night, boot it up, it needs another update.
Yep.
I'm like, 2 days in a row?
Yeah.
And we get a PS3 update at least once a week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and it takes forever to download, like, by comparison of, like, Microsoft's, like, little updates. Like, you need an update. Bloop, done.
Right.
You know, Sony's is like, go make a sandwich. You come back and play
you
later.
Come back and goes, now you got to install it.
Yeah. Like, are you serious?
So here's my other take on it. and this may be, this is probably left field conspiracy theory kind of stuff, but we'll throw it out there anyway because, you know, it'll make people call me a fanboy.
You are.
You got a sister, or a thing at home that's coming out, supposed to be free. They're going to do an open beta for it, and yet they've delayed the final release instead of just releasing it and patching it. Makes me wonder if it's still going to be free when it launches. I, personally, I would not at all be surprised if they decide to charge yearly subscription fees for home once it launches.
I think you are moving into the conspiracy theory territory.
Well,
there.
I know I am, but it wouldn't shock me. It would not shock me.
I don't know that
they
it would
put
shock
a lot of
me.
Development time and hours into this thing, yep. And just to give it away is not like Sony.
And not to mention the servers that they're going
to have
to maintain.
Because everybody
the
has
community.
It.
Yeah.
Everybody has it.
Right.
And it's like an MMO in a sense that it's always needed to be monitored.
You know, I got a great quick fix for Sony as far as home is concerned.
Charge for PSN?
No. Fuck it.
Wow.
Who cares? Nobody wants it. You have it, and yeah. I don't want it.
A lot of people
I wanted it at the beginning, but then I just realized how much of a pain in the ass it's going to be just to get from one thing to another.
I'll tell you what, if they don't streamline it, I am going to be very disappointed in the final version because it literally would probably take you 25 minutes to walk somewhere and get a video loaded and get everything set up, and it's just, for what? So you could do the robot?
Right. I mean. Yeah, see, that's like I said, I don't understand the concept of not just releasing it and then patching it as they find problems. Don't call it an open beta. Don't say, oh, we're just beta testing it to find the bugs. Just release it. And your community will tell you if there's bugs. And trust me, they're going to be happy that you just released the final version. They're not going to be like, well, this is buggy. Who cares?
It's free.
Patch it. You fix it like that, and it's free. You don't have
yeah.
to pay for it.
If it's free, you don't have to worry about people
exactly.
complaining about it, because they're going to be like, ooh, I get to toy around with it. Oh, right. Here's what's wrong with it.
Right.
Whereas if they pay $60 for it, and it comes out, you're like, hey, this is a crap.
Right. Exactly. Which, once again, makes me wonder if they're not going to charge for it once it comes out. But we'll see. We'll see.
Moving on, more Sony news.
It also could, well, on one last thought of
okay.
that, the conspiracy theory may be true, is Sony's looking how much Microsoft rakes in on this
Xbox
Live. And so they're like, yeah, our internet service is free, but in order to access it, you got to have home.
Right. What is it, 7.8 million live subscribers right now or something like that?
Yeah,
8 million live
it's
subscribers?
It's nearing 8 million
and
now.
Yeah,
at $50 a pop, that's a lot of cash.
Every year.
Sony needs to find a way to make up for all that lost money, man.
It's not cheap to run online.
No,
it's not.
Well, it's not cheap to run online. It's not cheap to have systems that just sit in people's back rooms, too.
That's true.
And that's where they're losing their money.
Although Warhawk is badass.
It is badass.
I just have to keep throwing that in there every time I get a chance.
PSM gave it a 6.5.
What?
It said a shooter just doesn't quite get off the ground.
I'm retards.
Like, yeah.
Of course, then again, Game Informer gave Fatal Inertia a 7.5 and Stranglehold a 7.25, so I begin to question that. Yeah.
Fatal Inertia is one of the worst games I've ever played in my life.
Yeah, it's
I would go
bad.
Out on a limb and say that it's one of the worst
it's
games
really
I've ever played
bad.
In my
Game
life.
Informer gave it a 7.5. I just kind of read that review, and I'm like, did you play the same game?
I think Dave Halverson gave it a 10.
Dave Halverson probably did give it a 10. It is made by a Japanese company.
It is.
All right, next up, more Sony news is if you need more Sony news. They acquire the developer of MotorStorms, and we have confirmed a sequel.
Nice.
So... they're going to make it a franchise. That makes me happy because I like
yeah.
the game.
Yeah.
So. And if it drops below $40, I'll buy it again.
I like it.
Because I want those add-ons.
And they won't have the pressure of getting it out as close to launch as they can, so they could probably add a lot more stuff
make
into
it a better
it than
game.
The first one had. So it ought to be pretty good. The second one ought to be really good.
But next up, more Guitar Hero 2 downloadable content was supposed to be up by now.
It was.
And it's
we said
not.
That last week, didn't we?
No, this is 3 brand new tracks.
Oh.
Completely original tracks.
Oh, wow.
It was supposed to be up. It was posted on scorehero.com. Atreyu. With Right Side of the Bed.
Atreyu. Was that the name of the main warrior kid from Never Ending Story?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, well, that's a band name, and they're like a heavy metal band.
Yeah, and they're not very good.
Oh.
Protest the Hero.
I don't know who that is. Protest!
With Bury the Hatchet. And Trivium, Detonation.
I don't know who that is.
But then again, I hate My Chemical Romance, but that new add-on pack is badass to play.
Let me ask you this, though. Are they charging for this so-called add-on pack?
Oh, yeah.
For 3 bands and nobody's heard of?
Mm-hmm. 500 points.
Atreyu. That's nice of them.
Yes.
500 points for every pack. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yes.
And the last little bit I got is Star Wars Unleashed is coming to the Wii.
Which would be cool for the lightsaber control.
But it's not the same game. They're actually reworking it.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah. That's a Wii exclusive. It's a Wii, yeah. They talked about that at the...
They're going to have to rework it because I doubt the Wii is capable of the physics.
Have you seen table tennis on the Wii?
Oh, it looks like poop.
Yeah.
It looks like
awful.
A DS port.
So when Star Wars Unleashed comes out for the Wii, basically it's going to look like Lego Star Wars.
Pretty much. Did you see... I didn't even read the name of it, to be honest, because it looked like such ass that I decided it wasn't even worth my time to read the name. I think it's called Scoot, maybe, the new game that's coming out for the Wii.
Oh, yeah, they said it looked worse than Cruisin'.
God, it looks terrible.
Oh, my.
It looks like a first-generation PlayStation 1 title.
Yeah, so does Cruisin', though.
Yeah, Cruisin'
from Midway.
Awful.
Oh, my God, it looks
so
terrible.
So does that Ghost Hunter game that's coming out for the Zapper.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's become readily apparent that Nintendo is the only one who can make anything on the Wii look good, because Metroid
amazing. Looks friggin' awesome.
But everybody else tries to develop for it, and I swear to God, it's like one of those little tiger handheld games.
Batman and Robin?
Right.
Yeah, I had Double Dragon.
I had Ninja Gaiden on Tiger. It was not good.
Speaking of Ninja Gaiden, you saw the video, didn't you?
For two.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Ninja Gaiden 2, not... A black remake.
Sigma.
Not black. Whatever. Sigma.
An actual sequel. So, once again, Sony gets left behind.
Gets pew.
Pew. All
right. Now we'll move on to the online downloads this week. PlayStation Network, and they're really picking up with demos.
Yeah, they are.
This week we got Skate, Sega Rally, NBA 08, Stuntman Ignition, and it's a downloadable game, Loco Roco Coco Reco. Say that three times fast.
No thanks.
I've never played Loco Roco, so I don't know what it is.
It's like a
PSP game where you control this like jelly bean character and you rotate the stage and he's like Mercury.
Kind of a game. Yeah.
And he's singing as you're playing the game.
Yeah.
It's incredibly Japanese.
Wow. It's incredibly Japanese.
Alrighty,
it'll blow your mind.
It'll blow something. Anyway,
oh.
360, we got Sega Rally, Viva Pinata Party Animals, don't download it, NBA 2K8, Juiced Hot Import Nights Multiplayer Demo.
Like the single player demo wasn't bad enough.
FIFA 08, and this hot week's arcade game was Gion Emotions.
How is that?
Crap. Moving on.
You know something? I got a little rant.
You got a little rant?
Yeah.
It's a mini rant.
I downloaded the trial version, couldn't even play it.
What? Why not?
Because it said you have to go into training mode in order to play the regular game. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go into training mode. I go to training mode, and then it says, in order to play training mode, you must purchase the game.
Nice.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
And I was like, okay, delete.
I mean, it is literally you take a square, and you move it around on this like field, pick up dots like Pac-Man, and then try to go to the other side and score. I mean, that's what it is. And it's just really bad.
And you bought it.
I did.
Sucker.
Eat it. Virtual console this week, you get Yoshi's Story for the 64,000 points. Super Thunder Blade for the Genesis. Wow.
Yeah.
For 800 points and World Class Baseball.
TurboGrafx-16.
That seems to be the trend. Nintendo game, Sega game, TurboGrafx game.
It's got bonk in it.
They also announced all the official Neo Geo.
Yeah, the Neo Geo games, which are going to be pretty pricey. They're like 1,200 points or something like that.
But at least they're not $200.
And they're original Fatal Furies and Samurai Showdowns and all.
Yeah, but did you play Fatal Fury on the Xbox Live Arcade?
No.
That's assholes of hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's so hard, it's not even fun.
Did you play Samurai Showdown on the Xbox?
Oh, not 5?
Samurai Showdown 5 made
but
me
I
never want to play.
I did play Samurai Showdown 1 and 2 in the arcade.
Yeah, I used to love
Samurai
Showdown.
Showdown 2 is coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Sweet!
I used to love Samurai Showdown in the arcade, but after I played Samurai Showdown 5, I couldn't look at Samurai Showdown the same anymore.
Alright, then we'll move on to the last part of this segment, which is new releases, and it's the big week. Clap, clap, clap. Bratz is coming out. Woo! For the Wii and the PS2.
Bratz. That's what we're going to the midnight sale for.
Hell, I already saw the movie. Where have you been?
Yeah.
Jackass the game comes out this week, too.
That's only 3 years too late.
I'm just telling you, man, these releases, like, You notice that nobody's releasing shit this week. Math Play for the DS.
Did you say Math Play?
Math Play.
That's right.
How's Halo going to compete against Math Play?
I guess you can get that in, what was it, Donkey Kong Jr. Math?
Yeah.
You're in
there. You'd be a mathlete before the end of the week.
Yeah. Skate comes out for the PS3, which has been out already. Right. Just the typical
delay.
It
didn't sell very well on the 360.
No, which is sad because it's really pretty good. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but you know what? It's not. It didn't sell because it doesn't have Tony Hawk in the name. I mean, as sad as that is.
It's also a lot harder than Tony Hawk.
Next up for the DS, spelling challenges and more.
I see a trend here.
I'm not joking. Animal Genius.
Animal.
Is that like a space monkey or something?
For the DS.
It's probably like Brain Age, and it tells you what monkey you are. I'd be like the hairy monkey.
Wow. Okay.
When did the DS Jesus get a camera?
I don't know.
Backyard Basketball for the DS.
I want to be the winner. You are not snorting.
Okay. Balls of Fury comes out for the Wii this week, and no, it's not a movie tie-in.
I was hoping to...
It's not a movie tie-in?
It's not a movie tie-in.
What is it, then?
I don't know. But it's not a movie tie-in.
I'm a little scared.
I was hoping that
it's not
had
a movie tie-in.
Christopher Walken in it.
On the Wii, he wouldn't look very good.
Yeah, that's true.
Blazing Angels 2 comes out for the PS3.
Woot, woot. Yes.
Which I heard it's a lot better than the last one.
Yeah.
I played the demo. It was all right.
I don't like flying games. I just don't like them. Crayola Treasure Adventures comes out for the DS.
Wow.
CSI 3 Dimension of Murder
for
PS2.
Woo! CSI.
Dance Dance Revolution, hottest party bundle for the Wii.
Actually bringing on DDR game and competing against Halo, huh?
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
And Dance Dance Revolution Supernova 2 for the PS2.
About the only thing that's about as big as Halo is probably DDR.
So. The Dave Mira BMX Challenge for the Wii.
Has it got naked people in it?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Dragon Blade, The Wrath of Fire for the Wii.
Are these all like $29.99 shit titles?
I think so. I really do.
Skip that one. That's stupid.
Halo 3 for the 360 is due out this week.
What is that? I've never heard of it.
What?
Halo
What?
Is that the one with the little green guy running around?
The little green guy running around shooting people?
Yeah, a little green guy.
I heard about that.
Got some kind of multiplayer that's, you know, some people like.
Yeah, I heard that. It's made by the same people that made Oni on the PlayStation 2.
Which reminds me, I'll get my copy Friday, so I'll see you guys online then. For like a day.
For like 20 minutes.
That's the night of the
like, this game sucks.
It's the night of the N4G Mods Members Challenge.
I thought it was Saturday.
Thought it was Friday.
Oh, it was Saturday.
We should really get this shit straight now.
We really should get this shit straight now. All right,
if it's
on.
Friday, I got to work till 10, so I'll see everybody online after that.
Hot Wheels, beat that. That's
the
title.
Name of it?
That's the title, Hot Wheels, beat that.
I was going to say, I got about 16 different things that'll beat that.
At least the one called Penis Beat That. NBA 08 for the PS3 and the PSP.
Yippity skippity.
And NBA 08 featuring The Life. For the PS2.
The Life.
The Life.
Volume 3.
Volume 3, I'm sorry. I don't pay attention.
Yeah, I remember it's like the third volume of that really terrible series.
There's a volume for 08?
Best game so far. Ninja Bread Man for the Wii.
And they say the Wii doesn't have any high-quality third-party titles.
Ninja Bread Man?
Ninja Bread Man.
Wow. Oh, my God. I got to get that game.
Race Driver, Create and Race for the DS.
Create and Race.
Soul Nomad for the PS2.
Yeah, it's called something like the Soul Eaters.
This next one's a good one.
World Series of Poker 2008 for the PS3, PSP, PS2, and 360.
Of course, it'll be like 3 weeks before I see Ryan online because he'll be too busy playing Halo, but that's all
yes,
right.
Yes, indeed.
Also for the 360, the real killer this week, CSI, Hard Evidence.
Man, you want to talk about Halo killer? That's going to steal the Goodbye Halo moniker from Tribes.
And yet, another version of Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Enhanced Platinum Hits.
It's just the Platinum Hits, though.
For 360.
Gotcha.
It's enhanced.
It's enhanced for your viewing pleasure. Whoa. All right, that wraps
up the
game.
Should have had the Hulk in it the first time, anyway.
And Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. He's in it. That wraps up new releases, news, all the good stuff. So we're going to take a break and come back and answer questions. So, Mr. Khan, give me the quiet rollout. answer some questions from the readers.
We are returned.
We have returned.
The time's begun.
First question up on the list. The list of, that's the wrong notes. Hold on. The list of questions is from R.U. Joshin. He wants to know, if we could design a game, what kind of game would we design? Anybody want to volunteer to go first?
Gambus, you go first.
Okay. I've actually... It's kind of funny that he brought up this question, because a few days ago I was thinking to myself, if I was a game designer, what type of game I would design. Well, I am here to tell you... Yes, I am here because of this reason. No, just kidding.
This is my purpose.
This is my purpose in life. Okay, if I was going to design a game, here's what kind of game I would design. Imagine, if you will, a war game that can be played three different ways. To be more specific, you could play this game as a over-the-head turn-based strategy game.
Been done. I'm sorry.
Yes, it has been done.
I'm just giving him shit.
Right.
And then you could play it as an aerial flight combat game like Ace Combat. Or you can play it as a first-person shooter game.
So a real-time strategy game that you can take control of these different elements.
Oh, no, actually, it'd be two separate games. Here it is. It's all online. There is a person playing the game who is specifically the general.
The RTS stuff.
And then you have players who are specifically, you know, in dogfights in the air. And basically, they're getting their commands from the general.
So it's like a giant war MMO.
A giant war MMO. And then the guys on the ground, which are playing the first-person shooter, they're also getting their commands from the general to go to certain locations on the map.
It seems like a pretty good idea.
And it's all streamlined and is in a coexisting world.
Got some applause for that idea.
You got some applause. Yes. For that. That was coming from the football game.
Yeah, that was from the football game. But yeah, that'd be the type of game I would like to make, because it takes familiar game genres and slap them together to form a cohesive world.
No, that's a very good idea.
That in itself is unique.
Should we even go now? I mean, we've just been upstaged.
I know, we've been upstaged.
I mean,
if I was going to design a game, and this is purely just for my own fanboy interests, I would design a game that was basically a fleshed-out version of the story mode from Bushido Blade, where it's kind of a beat-em-up 3D with weapons. You pick your own weapon for your character or whatever. One-hit kills or multiple-hit kills, just like Bushido Blade, where you could injure them in the arm, the leg. Basically, this game I'm designing is my vision for a next-gen Bushido Blade. So, fleshed-out version of the adventure mode where you kind of beat up random guys, and then when you encounter a boss character, it turns into more of a fighting game sort of mechanic where the controls change, but the entire mechanic around it kind of changes.
Oh, okay, so basically when you're fighting regular goons, it's like Bushido Blade, but as a beat-em-up.
Right.
And then when you're fighting a boss, a prevalent character, it becomes more like a Soul Calibur type of gameplay.
Yeah, to an extent.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty sweet.
Because obviously you're not going to have as much emphasis on counters and stuff like that when you're just fighting the random thugs, but
yeah.
when you roll into the boss characters, you have to worry about strategy and countering and blocking more and stuff like that. It becomes more strategic.
Strategery.
It's the word of the day.
If I had to make a game, and this is also purely fanboy perspective, I would take the Crackdown engine and make a Justice League game. where you can basically choose any hero, and you have this big sprawling city that you can go around, and you can choose which hero you want, and it's just random crimes. I don't need a storyline. I don't need anything else. I just need random crimes. Every now and then, maybe the Joker's doing something bad. Your best option, go get Batman and, you know, take him out onto the city.
Yeah, kick his butt
to the curb. You got all the vehicles. You got all the powers. You can upgrade them. I mean, it would just be basically Crackdown with more RPG elements.
It'd be basically like Crackdown mixed with City of Heroes.
Exactly. I mean, it's the exact same kind of thing. And you got a multiplayer component co-op so your friends can get on and play as other characters in the game.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be so much better in the Marvel Universe?
No. It really wouldn't, because I need DC game. I mean, I have Justice League Heroes, which I absolutely adored, but it needed more. It needed online. It needed just more stuff. I mean, so I really want this to happen. And I've heard rumors of a Batman game using the Crackdown mentality, and I would just be in heaven.
Oh, that would be sweet.
That would be pretty awesome.
I mean, if that would just happen.
Like a Batman game in a similar vein to the Spider-Man games.
Exactly. Open world city, open world Gotham. You just run around and solve crimes and do whatever.
And you can scale the buildings.
With
using
your grappling hook.
Yeah. Would be awesome.
That would be my dream game, is to create like a Crackdown with superheroes and actually make them superheroes. Be able to fly around the city as Superman or Green Lantern and, you know, run through the streets as Flash, like super fast. I mean, just the effects, just all the stuff you could do.
Seems like you would really, really like City of Heroes if you would give it a chance.
I might. I have a hard time paying for a month per game.
So right.
I just really do.
Right. City of Heroes is actually one of the... We're going to get off topic a little bit here, but that's okay. City of Heroes is one of the games that I think would make a very smooth transition to a console version. Just because you could assign the powers to different buttons. You could have a shift button to assign different powers. I think it would make a smoother transition to console than World of Warcraft would.
Well, we are going to find out how it does console-wise when the DC MMO comes out next year
and
for
the
PS3
MMO as well.
And the Marvel one for 360.
Right.
So basically you have PS3 and 360 as DC versus Marvel in the MMO genre.
Right. Oh man, that's going to be really interesting.
But I think I would rather have a game where I could play it single player like a Crackdown, or I could choose to play online, which I would really enjoy that. At least make it four players.
Right.
So basically, kind of like Guild Wars, because you could play that single player and you can also have yourself a party of characters.
Yeah, but I don't want any gay elves. I want superheroes in tights.
Jeez.
Wow.
Alright, moving on though. Oh, what do we got here? 2008's coming along, and we already know that there's a ton of games in 2007. What's the top three anticipated games of 2008?
2008. Did somebody just die in the background?
Yeah, somebody got excited. Hey, it was for 2008. Woo! Yes, 2008. Let's celebrate.
Celebrate good time. Come on,
come on.
So, what are your top three games for 2008?
Top three games. Let me see here. Metal Gear 4 is obviously in the top three. And then, since I'm an RPG nut, I'd probably say maybe Lost Odyssey. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Infinite Undiscovery. Because I thought that looked pretty sweet. And what's the other game that Square's doing?
Last Remnant?
Yes. That also looks pretty sweet.
So you're all about Square.
Square and...
Squeenix.
The thing is, though, it's a very, very hard decision to make. Because even though I'm looking forward to those games, I still don't think either of them will be better than Mass Effect. Mass Effect is going to be sweet.
But it's an 07.
It's an 07.
We're all
yeah,
the way here right now.
And that's
completely
a shame, too.
Completely different style.
Yeah,
too,
it is.
So you're going to go with Last Remnant, Infinite Undiscovery, and Metal Gear Solid 4?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And I would say FF13, but that's an 09 title.
Maybe. We'll see.
Because it's going to be barely coming out in Japan in 08.
Right. All right. The first one I am guardedly optimistic and guardedly excited for, and that's Too Human. I want to see how it turns out. I'm interested in it. It seems like it's going to be pretty decent, but I'm guardedly optimistic about it.
Yeah.
Metal Gear, obviously.
I think it's going to be on everybody's list.
Yeah.
The frogs.
And
the frogs.
And then, you know, probably Grand Theft Auto. I'm pretty excited for Grand Theft Auto, so...
it looks good.
Those are my three, probably.
If I had to pick three, obviously Metal Gear is going to be at the top of my list. Right. Because I'm just such a huge Metal Gear fan. Here's one that I don't think anybody's thought of yet that I do believe will be out next year. Is Mortal Kombat. The new next-gen Mortal Kombat.
It's a possibility.
I'm very excited about this, and I think we're going to see it early next year. And then they're going to announce it for like an October, November release. And my third one is obviously Ninja Gaiden 2.
Yeah.
I mean, just far and away Ninja Gaiden 2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so pumped for Ninja Gaiden 2. I love the first one. I love Team Ninja. Stop making volleyball games. But I still, I love Team Ninja. So, and that is still, Ninja Gaiden to this day is still the best action game I've ever played. By far. I mean, it just is. I mean, it's hard to top the king.
Yeah.
So, those would be my three. So.
Talent.
Sweet.
But we'll move on to the next question. Yeah. Good times.
Good times. Great times.
All right. Next one comes from the Dukester. 101.
Dukester.
He wants to know, Halo 3 is insane right now and probably worn out due to the news about it. But, based upon the impending Halo 3 release, what's your expectations? That's the first part of his question. What do you expect out of Halo 3?
What I expect out of Halo 3? I expect the best Halo game ever. Out of the three, I expect it to be the best of the trilogy.
It really better be.
And you know something? If it is the best out of the three, in my opinion, it met the hype.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you really think about it, the hype is, you know, based around what the first and second game was. And what they perceived to be, you know, even better than the first two games. So, if it's better than the first two games, I think it's worth the hype.
What I expect, best multiplayer game ever.
Ever.
Ever. I better be playing this for, like, the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
That's what it needs to be. That's my expectation with it. Single player, I'm expecting a good little trot through it. I'm expecting it to be, especially with the co-op.
Especially with the co-op.
The co-op is going to be, like, the big hook to make me want to play through it more than once, but... Best multiplayer experience I've ever had is what I'm expecting. And I really don't know that I'm not going to get it. Just because it's so much crap. And, I mean, we played Halo 2 for...
Oh, God, forever.
Forever.
And, I mean, as many little side games that we made up in Halo 2, I can't imagine that there's going to be less in Halo 3, especially with Forge.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine dropping a bunch of boxes down and... spawning vehicles anywhere you want. It just...
Yeah. Oh yeah. I saw that video this morning.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to be phenomenal.
Not to mention that one of us can be doing that while everybody else is playing.
Right.
You can imagine the kind of games you can come up with then, like dodge the tank falling.
Right. My expectations for Halo 3, and I'm a huge Halo fan, my expectations are a story that, number one, finishes the fight, as they say.
Finishes the fight. As long as you don't red ring.
But, yeah. I expect a story on the level of Halo, the original Halo, if not better. I expect a multiplayer experience on the level, if not better, than Halo 2.
If it's combined, not better than Halo 2, then
combined into the same package.
Yeah.
And to me, if it meets those two expectations, it's lived up to the hype. Because Halo 2, arguably the best multiplayer game, Halo 1, probably not the best single-player game ever, but a very,
really
very, very
good
story. Had some questionable levels. Goddamn fucking library.
Yeah, the library level sucked.
Yeah.
But it was a great game. Started a great story. I can't wait to see how it ends.
Spoiler alert.
Should be awesome. Do not spoil anything. I will punch you in the mouth.
Spoiler.
Okay.
Master Chief is revealed to be the Covenant's Messiah. Oh.
You're so full of crap. You do smoke the chronic.
But that would be kind of a cool story.
He's a woman. That would be it.
There you go.
Yes.
So I guess we already answered the second
spoiler
part.
Spoiler alert. Master Chief is actually a midget named Tom.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess we already answered the second part of the question is, do we think it'll live up to the level of hype it's generated?
Yes.
It's a hard question to answer because it's almost gotten to, like a godlike status as far as, like, gamers, and they're always going to find something.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's kind of a bad example. I was going to say, like, the new Star Wars movie. Yeah, that's a bad example.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the fact of the matter is, with this much hype, it's not going to live up to everybody's hype.
Exactly.
It's just not going to. There's no way. But I think if you go into it, you know, expecting a fantastic game, I think you're going to get it. But some of this hype is out of control for this game. And, you know, I'm geeked up about it. I'm incredibly excited about the release.
Yeah, it's like an event. Planning around it.
Right. But I'm also sane enough to realize that it's not going to be a life-changing event.
Yeah.
And, I mean, some people don't understand that at the end of the day, it's a game. I mean, I love games as much as the next guy, but at the end of the day, it's not going to change your life. It's not going to, you know, make your world a beautiful place.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a game. So, and some people are going way overboard with the hype for this thing. Way overboard.
Yeah. It's like the video game equivalent to Harry Potter. Like a new Harry Potter book. And the thing is, with Harry Potter, Harry Potter's not the best book ever made. It's not the best book series ever made. I think Lord of the Rings is better, you know. And Lord of the Rings didn't have big, long lines when it was released. You know, it was one of those things that it was in hindsight that, you know, it grew popular over time, you know, so.
The thing about Halo that makes it what it is, and I don't know, we might have this question later. Why is Halo so?
Yeah, why is it so big?
I'll save that for later. Then,
okay.
Once we answer
that. Well, the last part of his question is, do you think Microsoft's over-advertising it? Do you think it's overzealous?
No, absolutely not.
See, I would almost disagree with that, because when I see commercials for, like, Mountain Dew...
Yeah, but you know what? They know, Microsoft knows exactly how big this launch is going to be.
Well, did you read the, I know this blew up on the internet, a little too bigger than it needed to be, but Sega and Capcom's comment about Halo 3?
Yeah.
Where they said, you know, we're putting a bunch of PS3 titles on hold because we want to see how Halo 3 moves consoles.
Right.
Because then they're going to decide whether the game should go to PS3, 360, or if this should go multi-platform.
Right.
And it took a whole new level on the internet, which everything does.
Right, right. But, I mean, Microsoft knows the potential that this game has to move consoles and to move units of the game, obviously.
Well, yeah.
And they're going to try and stick Master Chief's face anywhere they possibly can. And you know what? I'm fine with that. Because the more people that buy a 360 and buy Halo 3, the more people that, you know...
The more people start
gaming in the next gen,
you know what I mean?
The more potential customers there are for future games, and the better it is for the industry as a whole. So I am completely fine with them advertising it as much as they want, because if they get, you know, even 5,000 people who just want to buy a game console on Halo 3 to check out what all the fuss is about, then, you know, that's better for the industry as a whole. So I'm completely fine with them advertising as much as they want.
Well, I'd be interested to see how it pans out and how much money it does in the first day.
Right. It's going to be insane.
That's going to be all the next podcast is talking about, basically, is the Halo 3 launch.
You know what I'm incredibly, interested to see? And nobody's really talked about this, at least not that I've seen. I'm interested to see how many copies of Halo 1 and 2
sell because of Halo 3?
Yeah, because of Halo 3. I'm really, really interested to see the numbers on used copies of Halo and Halo 2. Not just the day Halo 3 launches, but the week leading up to, this entire week leading up to Halo 3. I'm really interested to see how many copies
sold. Yeah, I'd be very interested to see the lead up to Halo 3, how many copies sold. And the problem is with used sales, you can't really track them. So. We have hecklers.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Some
he doesn't
some
count.
We got some Halo protesters with with signs outside of the premise. They're
shut up and go play Animal Crossing.
You're just mad because come midnight.
Oh.
Home and excited and going, I can't wait to play Halo. And the server's gonna go. Bleh.
This ain't PlayStation Network, okay?
Wow. Now you're going to get called a fanboy.
I always get called a fanboy.
2 million people try to log on at one time.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be one of the greatest days in the history of gaming.
You know what? Yes. If I get home and the servers are crashed, I'll just play through the single player, so I don't care.
Yeah, single player, yeah.
I will. That's my style.
You go on the message boards and complain? There is a question on here. Does the Gambus con smoke chronic?
No.
For the record, nobody on the podcast smokes chronic.
No.
It just seems like we do.
I am all naturel.
All naturel?
Yes. I have gotten this insane over time. And,
It takes hard work to get this crazy.
Yes, yes. And no drugs were involved.
I get drugs other than caffeine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, lots of caffeine. But other than that, no. I don't smoke the chronic.
But now we come down to the great finale. Tokyo Game Show.
Tokyo Game Show!
The Tokyo Game Show. And we've had a lot of requests to see Mr. Khan go on a rant about the Tokyo Game Show.
Go on a rant, huh?
Yeah. So basically, we want to know how you felt about the Tokyo Game Show. I mean, there was a brand new Metal Gear Solid trailer.
There was?
That showed the frogs.
The frogs.
Which is probably the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
Obviously, Ninja Gaiden 2, Lost Odyssey, ton of new Xbox Live Arcade stuff, ton of new Wii stuff, including the Vanillaware game, you know, lots of Squeenix stuff.
Squeenix!
So, you have a rant about Tokyo Game Show?
I have a rant, and I also have a plan for American game developers to actually go into the Japanese market.
Nice.
Let's hear this.
That's pretty solid. Go ahead. We'll bow out.
All right. So, first off, did both of you watch the Tokyo Game Show?
I watched quite a bit of it.
I didn't watch all of it. I saw some of it. But
tell
I
me you saw
lot.
Ninja Gaiden 2.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I had to work
god.
A lot this week, so I didn't get to see as much of it as I would have liked. But
I cried when I saw that video. I'm just like, I cannot wait to play you.
Yes, it looks good. Very good. But here's my rant.
All right.
Okay, those picketers outside, they keep on making noises, random noises. The anti-Halo picketers. But anyway, the Tokyo Game Show. Okay, first the show starts off, and the speaker. I don't know why his name is.
Are we talking about Microsoft here?
Yeah, the Microsoft press conference, which was held roughly what?
About
like
a week, almost a week before.
A week before the Tokyo Game Show. I watched this, and you know, I've watched all the conferences before in the past for like the E3, you know, the American representative of, you know, Microsoft, you know, Peter Moore, you know, how he captivates the audience. Well, over in Japan, they got this guy who goes up before the audience, and dude, it looked like I could almost see like sweat rolling down his brow. And when he was speaking, you could tell that he was nervous, and you know,
wouldn't you be nervous if you were Microsoft in Japan?
Yes, and here's the thing: it really personified what Microsoft is in Japan. And
a joke?
Yeah, pretty much a joke. and you have this guy up there, and he's like, "Yeah, Microsoft is good, but of course he's speaking all in Japanese, you know.
Hero 3.
Yeah, he's talking about it, and it was crazy too, because he would be like, he was like the only person clapping, like, after every game. He'd be like clapping, he'd be like, oh, that's so great, you know. And
what cracked me up was when he showed, I think was it Dynasty Warriors? When he showed the trailer, he's like, we really have broken the mold between cinema and movies with visual quality. I'm like, for Dynasty Warriors?
Are you serious?
I was like, hey, come on, dude.
Really? Dynasty Warriors?
That's the visual barrier right there.
I mean, it was crazy. And even when Sakaguchi from Mistwalker, when he stood up on the podium to play Lost Odyssey, it sounded like there was five people that was clapping in like the back row of the press conference. I mean, it's like Japan. I mean, it's like they turned their backs so quickly on, you know, certain artists and game developers just because, you know, that they're working for someone else, such as Microsoft. But I don't know, when I was watching the show, I was like, man, they need to get Peter Moore up there. I mean, Microsoft, you know, I mean, why did they get this Japanese speaker? Because he basically personifies the Microsoft failure. I mean, I'm sure he's a good guy. I'm not judging him on his character. I'm judging him based on his presentation of the Microsoft.
His public speaking ability.
Yeah, his public speaking ability. And, I mean, obviously, if I was in the same position, I would screw up probably three times as worse as he did. But the thing is, they need a powerful speaker. And they don't have a powerful speaker in Japan. So, I mean, I think that's a big problem, you know. And let me see what else. Lost Odyssey looks really good, but...
You hear it's four DVDs?
I'm kind of on the fence about the gameplay, though.
Four DVDs.
Gameplay, from the video, it seemed like it was slow and almost a step backward. I actually, when I was watching it, I was almost thinking to myself that Blue Dragon seemed more fun than Lost Odyssey. But
well, I'm really pissed about random battles.
Yeah, random
battles.
Lost
Odyssey has random battles.
Yeah, it's such a step backwards. I mean, and the thing is, the art style looks like Final Fantasy XII.
Well, that was probably... You know, and you got to think about it. When Microsoft hired Sakaguchi, they probably said, make us a traditional Japanese RPG that looks like Chrono Trigger and make us one that looks like Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think that this guy, like, that was the meeting.
Right.
You're going to make us this game and you're going to make us that game and we're going to pay you this shit ton of money. And that's what he did. And with Blue Dragon, you know, as much criticism as it gets in the West, it was a really well-done game.
Yeah, I love Blue Dragon.
But with Lost Odyssey, it looks like it could backfire on him because he's trying to be too traditional about the way he's handling it. And I don't really know what to think of Lost Odyssey so far. I like some of the character designs, but the random battles thing really kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
I thought we were past that. I really did.
And the thing is, I think compared to the two Square Enix games coming out for 360, I think it's the least attractive. I actually think Lost Remnant looks like it might be a funner game. Might not be as graphically advanced, but I think Lost Remnant looks...
Last Remnant, isn't it?
Yeah, Last Remnant. And it looks... The gameplay looks funner. And so does Square Enix's exclusive 360 game, which they very absurd title called Infinite Undiscovery.
Well, it's not really Square though, isn't it? Triace.
Well,
and Square's just the publishing.
Yes,
house?
Yes, you're right. It is Triace.
The guys that made Star Ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
They're doing Star Ocean for the PS3, and then they're doing Infinite Undiscovery.
Which I've heard more rumblings that's not necessarily exclusive to the PS3. And I'm
what,
just
Star
like,
Ocean?
Yeah, I'm like, are we getting on that Haze bullshit again?
It might be timed exclusive.
I mean, that's just, at this point, timed exclusives are just as useless as exclusives. Yeah. I mean, it's just pointless.
I'm really sick of developers not just out and out saying, this game is exclusive on this platform.
Yeah, just
if you're going to make it exclusive, just tell everybody. And I understand why they don't do it, but seriously, just end the suspicion and be like, hey, look, it's not can come into this system.
Yeah, you look at Devil May Cry, which forever was just supposed to be on PS3, and then I was like, oh, it's coming to 360.
Right, and look
Assassin's Creed.
Look what it did when they announced it for 360. It pissed a whole bunch of people off because they announced it as exclusive for so long. Anyways,
but that is pretty much my rant.
So what is your idea for getting Western developers to break through in Japan? I'm
very
interested to hear this.
Okay, here we go.
Make them spiky-haired.
If you're an American developer and you want to break into the Japanese video game market, you need to have a couple of elements that nobody has really voiced, you know. Yeah, those picketers again, man. They just keep on yelling stuff. But here's a couple of elements. First of all, your lead character must have
big eyes,
some hair on their head.
Either a
good set of hair or a scarf or a cape of some sort.
He needs to look like a woman.
No. Needs to have, you know, something about the character design must flap in the wind.
His juice box is just hanging out, you know.
And I'm serious. I'm serious.
Something about the character design must flap in the wind.
Yeah.
Sock out there, kind of.
No, I'm serious.
Get this fool some Viagra.
Because it also involves the other major element that, like, the lead character needs in a game, or the lead characters. And that is dramatic posing.
Dramatic posing.
Dramatic posing. I'm talking like the Power Rangers. So, the thing is, if you really watch like the video footages of like Final Fantasy and Devil May Cry, this applies to that because you have dramatic camera angles and it'll zoom in on the character and they do a pose. Like if they have a sword, they'll do like a defense stance to be cool,
right?
You know, or if they have like guns, they'll point the gun sideways at the screen.
But if Master Chief ever stops and like does a pirouette and then points his gun in the air, I'm gonna shoot somebody in the
head. Followed
by shing.
Yeah, exactly. Those are a couple things that not too many people have noticed. But I have noticed that is a Japanese style of showing off the main character. And the thing is, you know, the reason why American games aren't breaking in is because, you know, Master Chief, he doesn't have any hair and he doesn't do any dramatic posing.
Nothing flaps in the wind.
Exactly. Nothing flaps in the wind.
Yeah, well, armor weighs about 400 pounds. Right. He's probably got problems down there.
And then you have other games, you know, like a lot of your military games or whatnot, where the character is shaven. So, a shaved man is not the ideal character design for Japan.
Wow.
I'm serious.
This is a very homoerotic rant.
I'm telling you, I'm having issues over here.
And, okay, here's another one. I got the dramatic posing. I got the hair.
We need an effeminate man that dramatically poses. Okay,
yes.
Well.
I was about to add that. You have to have your main lead male character look anorexic and wearing metrosexual clothing. Preferably a...
like many of the males in Japan in the 18 to 34 age bracket.
They're wearing business suits and playing Virtua Fighter in an arcade.
Like, preferably like a main male character with like a pink button-up shirt that's halfway buttoned.
With the collar popped?
Yeah, with the collar popped, and he has to look anorexic, and he has to have like a... almost long hair and or a scarf blowing in the wind as he's
more things flapping in the wind
as he's dramatically posing like a Power Ranger.
You know what I think Western developers need to do to break through in the Japanese market?
What's that?
Be Japanese.
Make crappy games?
No, seriously. Okay. I mean, there's the culture in Japan is completely different and they're incredibly supportive of homegrown products.
That's true.
And they're not so much a big fan of importing American products.
The Americas?
Yeah.
So, I mean, seriously, no American company is going to break through in Japan like a Japanese company. It's just not, I mean, it's not feasible. And I'm sure Microsoft's goal isn't to be as big in Japan as Sony or Nintendo, but they got to do something because they're getting murdered.
I think at this point they should just not concentrate so much on Japan because they seem to concentrate so much on that. Concentrate on Europe.
Yeah.
Because if you can win America and Europe, I mean, you're golden.
Yeah.
I mean, because America's the biggest game market right now by far. I mean, we buy the most consoles, we buy the most games. Europe is probably right up there with Japan as far as how much sells, and they have a better chance in Europe with the kind of games that they have on their system.
Yeah.
You can still give me these Blue Dragons and Dead Risings and Ninja Gaidens. That's fine, because that always adds to the game. That's one of the things Americans love about the 360, is the diversity of the games, but...
Well, and the other thing is, too, Americans love Japanese games.
Yeah, they do.
They love Japanese themes.
Yeah.
Because it's foreign, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's just a different culture. Just a completely different culture.
I mean, they're still listening to Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still listening to Bon Jovi. From the 80s.
Well, hell, Germany's still listening to David Hasselhoff.
That's true. But we will jump straight to the last question. And we will end this whole fiasco that is this podcast this week.
Yes, and it's an interesting question. It's a fitting question for the time.
Why is Halo so popular? This comes from reader Silvanos, who says, I have to admit I'm a bit of a Sony fanboy, although not an extreme fanboy. Having said, I've never played Halo, but I bought into the hype of Halo 2, picked up an Xbox to play it, have to admit was very disappointed in the game. I guess I was expecting the greatest thing in gaming. It's a quality game, but there's a lot of quality games that don't get a fourth of the hype that Halo does. He personally thinks Rainbow Six is a better FPS. Can you guys explain why the Halo caught on and hasn't cooled down one bit?
Three main reasons why Halo has done so well overall is it's accessible, and that's probably the main reason. It's not a game... that it's one of those games where this is so cliche, but it's easy to learn but hard to master.
Yeah.
So anybody can really sit down and play Halo. It's not like a Rainbow Six where, you know, yeah, it's a good game, but if you've never played a shooter before, you're gonna die a lot when you play Rainbow Six.
And there's a penalty. Lot. There's a big penalty for dying.
Halo 3, above all else, is incredibly accessible. Number two, not only is it accessible, but it's very, very good.
Yeah.
So it already has a benefit over any other shooter because not only, you know, it can be, and we can argue this all day long, but it can be the same quality as, say, Rainbow Six, but because it's more accessible, more people are going to buy it, which means it's going to be more popular. And the third thing that Halo has going for it is multiplayer. I mean, it became, you know, what to play on the original Xbox, Halo 2 did, because, number one, it was incredibly good and incredibly innovative, especially for a console shooter. You know, people argue all the time that, you know, Halo multiplayer is nothing compared to Counter-Strike or whatever, but console gamers really hadn't had anything like Halo 2 when Halo 2 hit, as far as a multiplayer shooter goes.
No.
So it hooked a lot of people, and not only did it hook a lot of people, but people who were friends with the people who already had Halo 2 would see them playing it all the time, so they bought it because it was the it thing to play. If you were playing on Xbox Live, chances are you were playing on Halo 2.
Yeah.
If you were playing from, you know, November 2004 to March of 2005 at least, and even through now, if you were playing on Xbox Live, you were probably playing Halo 2.
I still see people playing Halo 2 to this day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
So those are the three things that made it as huge as it is. Accessibility, quality, and the multiplayer.
See, I think a big thing that it has to do with it is its exclusivity.
Yeah?
I think just because it's only on Xbox 360, because if you think about it, multi-platform games that are good never get as much. Like, Rainbow Six is a really good game, but it's on multiple consoles.
Right.
God of War is considered one of the greatest action games of all time because it's only on PlayStation.
Right.
But now that Devil May Cry is multi-platform, you see the outcry, oh, it wasn't that good.
Right.
You know, because it's multi-platform.
Right.
And I think that's a huge thing, is because Xbox owners have this game and they want to tout it as being... I think it's another reason why Gears was so popular.
Absolutely.
And it's just because of exclusivity. I think that's another big part of it.
Well, that was it. I mean, the other thing about Halo 2, or Halo... also, is that when Combat Evolved launched with the Xbox, The Xbox was not hot out of the gate.
No,
you know
it wasn't.
What I mean? It did not sell a lot of consoles.
Yeah.
And people who were fans of the console, trying to boost, who were, I should say, fanboys of the console, trying to boost console sales, used Halo as an example, and it was a good example. It was a reason to buy the original Xbox.
It is a system seller.
It is a system seller. So a lot of them were pushing Halo as, hey, you know, this game is amazing. You should buy an Xbox to get it. Not just because they wanted people to play the game, but because they wanted people to buy the Xbox.
Yeah.
So the fact that it was a launch title that was a killer app basically helped it out a lot too.
Yeah. It was Microsoft's one and only game that sold the Xbox.
Right. And I was about to say, if anybody doubts that the Xbox would have, I mean, the Xbox, the Xbox 360, neither of them would still be around without Halo.
No.
Exactly.
Let's just be honest, because the 360 never would have got made because the original Xbox would have flopped without Halo.
Without Halo, it would have been just dead. Right. I mean, it really would have, just like any other system. Like the N64 would have died had it not been for Mario 64.
Absolutely.
Because that was the game for almost the first entire year
that
made you want to buy that console.
Right.
I mean, it's about the PS2 got off easy because it had the PlayStation name.
And the other reason, and people discount this a lot when they talk about the sales of the PlayStation 2, but the other reason that the PlayStation 2 sold so well out of the gate was because it was a DVD player.
Yeah, that's
And it was
huge,
at the time when not many people had a DVD player.
That was a huge selling factor in that machine.
Right.
But it was because of the popularity of the PS1 that it made the sales to the gamers.
Right.
Yeah.
Because its launch, let's be honest, was one
terrible.
Of the worst launches ever. I mean, there was not a system seller in that bunch. And the games that were great were probably on another system. Like Dead or Alive was on the Dreamcast. Madden is Madden. It's going to sell, but nobody really needed to upgrade to a new $300 system to play it. So, but that, you know, that's basically, I mean, do you have any input on this?
About why Halo, you know, why is there such a big deal about it? Actually, how about we take the Wayback Machine to maybe like 5 years ago when Halo came out for the Xbox? Okay.
It's actually been almost 8 years now.
8 years?
7 years, I think. Seven years this fall.
Seven. Okay. Yeah, the original.
2000.
No.
It was in 2000.
No.
I think it was an 01, wasn't it?
The original PlayStation was in...
No, because the Dreamcast launched in 1999, the PlayStation 2 launched in 2001
so it's 6 years.
In America. So
it was 2001.
And 2002 was when the Xbox launched, because it launched a year after the PlayStation 2.
Well, I thought the PlayStation 2 was a year after Dreamcast.
Maybe it was 2000.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 2000.
Yeah, I think it was 2000.
I'm so fucking confused.
There's so many shit going on in the past. I think it's about 6 years old.
Okay, yeah. About 6 years ago, yours truly, Gambus Khan, was not really a fan of first-person shooters at all, because I thought like the antics was kind of a juvenile, you know, guy with gun, you know, just going through endless corridors, shooting stuff, killing either demons or Duke
Nazis,
Nazis, and Duke Nukem. I mean, the thing is the games had a juvenile feel to them. I'd say Doom was probably the one with the most mature feel to him. Well, whereas, you know, Duke Nukem, you know, he had like prostitute characters and stuff like that. It was all either comedic or just kind of silly in its narrative. And then you got a game called Halo on the Horizons, which was a jump in many ways. And I'll tell you, the first thing that really got me was the open outdoor environments. You see,
up to that point, snow level was still
awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Up to that point, all first-person shooters took place indoors, and you were just running around in hallways. And then Halo, it's like, oh, all of a sudden I'm in an open field outside with a beautiful sky and scenery. You know, and the most realistic, like, grass and plant life, you know, you ever seen in a pretty much in any video game up to that point. So that's the first thing that made me go, wow, this Halo game looks pretty cool. Another thing, was the interiors, you know, the corridors, you know, that, you know, I didn't like in the other first-person shooter games. Corridors actually looked really cool in Halo because they had a transparent glass, and in terms of architecture or design, I like the look of transparent glass being used on flooring, and used a lot of powerful neon lights, which reminded me of the movie Tron. So in terms of its architectural art design, I was blown away. So far, you know, the whole visual aspect of the game was like light years beyond anything before it. And then, once I got to play it, the music. Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is like by and far the best first-person shooter music ever.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, all the first-person shooter music before that on console was just...
Exactly.
I mean, that was what passed for music in a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that Halo, the original Halo, probably doesn't get as much credit for, is its innovation as far as console shooters go, because... It really was unlike anything else that had been released on console to that point. And once again, yeah. People will argue about, PC shooters. But for people who only had consoles, Halo was unlike anything else we had ever seen before.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, like you said, it wasn't just shooting the same enemies, walking down the same corridor, shooting the same enemies over and over again. There were vehicles, there were outdoor segments. The weapon selection was huge and varied. It was just completely different than anything we'd seen up to that point.
Yeah, and to tell you the truth, I mean, for a person who has never played Halo until just recently, you're kind of experiencing Halo out of the context of history, you know, what it brought to the table at that time that it came out.
Yeah, really, but, I mean, I can understand, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you,
but
I can understand if you played Halo 2 first, I can understand why you would be slightly let down in the series. It's definitely the weakest story of the two released at this point. Right. But, I mean, we'll just throw multiplayer out the window for now. It's definitely the weakest story. Still good, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion, with the exception of the ending. But if you seriously would have been around for the launch, and you may have been, I'm not sure, but you said you hadn't played the series, so the launch of Halo on the Xbox was just, like I said, completely unlike anything that had been released to that point. So that's a lot of the hype, too. And the story was great.
Yeah, it was actually like the first story that you really cared about in a first-person shooter,
right,
besides Half-Life.
Right, but, I mean, at that point, Half-Life was PC exclusive.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and, I mean, people don't think about how vastly different the PC market and the console market are. Because most people who own consoles do not own a gaming PC. It's just the way it works.
Yeah.
And you can argue all day long the games are better on PC, and they are, by and large, graphically, control-wise. You can argue all day long the first-person shooters are better on the PC, but most console guys don't own a gaming PC.
This is true. And I think I will wrap this whole thing up with just saying the number one reason why Halo is so popular and the hype is cooled down, it's just fucking fun.
Yes.
It is one of the funnest games you will play.
And absolutely.
You can play levels over and over again, and they just don't get old.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the number one thing.
I agree.
That pretty much wraps up the entire show.
Wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. And games like Haze and other FPSs, they've used the ideas that Halo established. So Halo was basically the stepping stone
for console first-person shooters.
For other, competitors to come.
Absolutely.
So, if I had a drink with me, like a glass of wine, I would say, here's a toast to Halo 3.
Well, next week's show, we will definitely be giving impressions and feelings on the game, because we will have a few hours under our belt.
A few hours?
I'm being optimistic, you know. But we'll definitely be back next week for that. So keep posting the questions. We'll also bring back Preview the Review next week. We got some more suggestions out there for that. Plus, I don't know if the show will be recorded before or after the Halo Challenge, but we will definitely talk about that.
Indeed.
So make sure you go sign up for that. It's in the forums at forums.n4g.com. But for now, we're going to get out of here and go enjoy some pizza and some football. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind.
Yeah, and I got to get to sleep. Okay,
the sun will rise, burning faces staring back at it. You'll see the light as it shines, oh so bright. You can't deny what we had was something special. And I wait on the day when you are finally out of my mind. The day.
For another fun-filled episode of New...
in the nuts and bounced off of it. I mean, like...
Bounced off your nuts or your nuts bounced off the ball?
Both. It was kind of like a ricochet type of thing. I think the ball went and hit somebody else.
Just
somebody
swallow else. It.
That seems a little loud.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. What's it's just me going.
As long as we don't laugh.
Now we're back to the seal warning system
God,
again.
Look at this thing. Look at what you did.
Oh my God!
Birdie, birdie.
Oh my God.
Birdie. Birdie. Tiger. Tiger. I'm just a birdie too.
That's a lot of dance!
Oh, they need to make a sequel to that movie.
Product placement, Taco Bell.